And now on the Continuous Call Team, the Sunday Carve-Up.
Love Island starts on Channel 9 shortly. I want to see someone who's ugly in there, like a bloke who's not a good sort, short hair and fat.
Why don't we throw Levy in there?
Big man, I don't expect you to remember me. It was a long time ago when you had a broken jaw at Warwick Farm Races. Love listening. Jim. I remember you, Jim. Hope you're going well.
What was Jim's last name?
Champion.
Who sported the best mo in ARL NRL history? Peter Zorba. Absolutely shocking. He dyed his mo. Wow.
Yeah, I think Peter dyed everything. Didn't he dye his hair at one stage in a
pot sword. Kettle?
How dare you,
Levy!
It's World Garden Naked Day.
I would never even consider it. I think it'd be dangerous.
What about the head snipper?
Mate, that could cause some damage.
Who uses a head snipper?
Well, my man does when he comes down and does my hedge trim.
Yeah, hedge trim.
Oh, you mean the electric one?
Yeah, well, he does. No. Sometimes he does it by hand, and then
with
he
the big scissors.
I'm anti gardening in the nude, particularly when you've got to go out the front.
I reckon the neighbours would be. I reckon the neighbours would support that too.
That's my point, David. I mean, it's a silly thing to do.
Big man, you'd probably think it's the only time that you'd be happy to get a bee sting.
Well, that's probably true. That's true. I'm allergic to bees, by the way.
Oh, no.
So, but I would also...
Lose the pain, keep the swelling.
The bees might be allergic to you.
Well, no, I am allergic to bees. That is a true story.
Sini's in the corner.
He's in to score on debut. Well, they won't be denying him on this occasion. Have a look at all his mates. They're all up jumping up and down like lunatics. He's swapped by his teammates, and well done to him.
What about our commentary team's gone mad except for one man?
David Morrow.
I'm happy for him, but I think it's a great atmosphere down there.
What do you think of the Dragons?
he's having an absolute shocker. Bird's having a shocker. Yeah. And Billy Byrne. Someone should tell Billy Byrne that if you watch the football, there's a chance you'll catch it.
When I went out last week, it's the first time in my life that I felt very old. I didn't recognise any of the music that was playing. Do you get to a point where you start to do things and behave in a certain way where you feel like an old person? And
well,
you know,
I suppose you do. I'm not sure. How old are you, James?
Well, early 30s.
Early 30s, well, yeah. Really? And you're a single man, correct?
Yes.
Well, you probably need to go to a different sort of pub, go where Davey goes.
I go to the Legion Club when I'm in Coogee.
Oh, right.
Legion
Is that
Club.
The one upstairs, Thirsty? Yeah.
What's that like for, say, a bloke like James? What would be the attraction for a 30-year-old to go to the Legion Club?
Heaven's doorstep, James. Isn't it?
Bingo.
How dare you? They've got Keno. David, join us here.
They've got Reshes. They've got good food.
Reshes.
I'm happy to swing each way with the team. Tomato sauce and barbecue.
We've got a very good Levy.
Carly's just been driven off the road. You're not the man I married. It's a very, very big day today. It's Greek Easter today, Darryl.
Wow.
Greek Easter. Happy Easter to all the Greeks listening.
Do they get an extra time off work?
No,
happy Easter.
Davey's got his hanky out.
He's an idiot.
What did you just say?
Yes. By the way, who sings this song?
Get up to a little Greek dance.
What
here we go.
What is this?
Little Greek dance.